Evening All, we love that one at the moment. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa is on it as well. It's called One Kiss. It's one of the new songs that we're playing here at Stray FM on what's been another beautiful day.
Absolutely.
It's Will, it's Steph, and VIP guest now, Cyrus Kay. Welcome to Stray FM's Food and Drink Show. You've been here for a good half an hour now. It's properly a madhouse, isn't it?
More or less, a little bit, but I'd expect nothing less.
Is it what you was expected? I was going to ask, actually, Cyrus.
No, absolutely. It's been good fun so far, actually. You've got me cake, you give me gin. I mean, I can stay all night if you want.
Great. Oh, you've got the telly to get to. So, Cyrus is here. You're from York. You're on BBC One's Britain's Best Home Cook. And we have a load of foodies that listen to this show week in, week out. So I'm sure there's people listening right now that have seen you on the TV over the past few weeks. So we're going to talk about the telly in just a second. But give us your background, Cyrus. Tell us all about you.
Well, originally I'm from Leeds and went to York 10 years ago now for uni and just never left, really.
Yeah, it's a great city.
It's lovely. It's like a giant village. So it's, you know,
people say that about Harrogate.
It is. They are just nicer little places, I think, sometimes. Yeah. Though. You can get, feel a bit lost in a big city. So, yeah, no, I love York and just decided to stay. And ended up going back to uni recently. Actually, I've just finished that. And so while I was doing that, I ended up starting my own business because it turns out that going from a full-time salary to being a student is not a great way to keep a roof over your head.
No, understandable.
So I started the wine business a couple of years ago from there.
Tell us about the wine business then. What's that called?
Yeah. It's called The Wine Chapter. Right. And we do mobile bars, basically. So we do bars for food festivals, weddings, parties, that kind
Fantastic.
Of thing.
Fantastic.
So you'll be busy at the moment.
I'm surprised we've not seen you at one of them. Mind you, I saw you at the Dales last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, last
year
we bumped into each other at Skipton, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we go all over the shop, really. We do anything that doesn't involve being tied down to a permanent location, basically.
Yes.
You know, we do cocktails and all the rest of it. And that's how the show came about, really. I just happened to bump into one of their researchers at an event, and it all sort of snowballed from there, really. I sort of put an application in, didn't think much more about it, and then suddenly here we are.
So, you know, what always fascinates me when you see people on these shows, because like this show, it's a major show, this, isn't it? It's the one of the great shows, food shows around at the minute. How did you stand out in a crowd? Because there must have been thousands of applicants for this.
I think they never actually told us how many applicants there
were.
But I don't know particularly what it was that made them select the 10 of us who were on it. I think
because you're a very diverse bunch, aren't you? You're all ages,
we
and
are
all backgrounds,
all regions of the UK, all ages, all backgrounds. I think Toby and I are the babies of the group at 27. I'm not actually sure who's the senior member, and wouldn't say if I did. And yeah, absolutely.
Possibly Mary.
Definitely Mary. I think I'm safe to say that.
No, what is she like?
Well, yes, I mean, Mary Berry, she's one of the most recognisable faces in the country now.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody doesn't know who Mary is. And to get up close with Mary and film with Mary, what's it like? Come on, spill the beans.
It's just incredibly surreal. I can't describe it as any other way. She's exactly as you say. She's someone many of us, we've grown up watching, listening to, reading her recipes. We all know her from previous shows she's done, of course. And so it is very surreal, that first moment when you're in the kitchen and the judges walk in. And it's, you know, scary enough having Dan and Chris there. But when Mary comes in, you go, collective intake of breath all of a sudden.
Have you managed to get her on your Instagram story yet?
She's not on Instagram, you know.
No.
Oh, so if you want to tag Mary, you have to use a hashtag. Yeah, she's not. I don't think she's that into the social media.
No. But what about Claudia? Because
Claudia's all over it,
absolutely. She's great fun, isn't she? She always appears like she's good fun.
She's a little bonkers, I'm not going to lie. I think it's fair to say that.
But
in a really lovely way. She just, there's a lot of tension in that kitchen when you're waiting for the judging or something like that. And she's fantastic at just cutting through it with a quick joke or just by being Claudia, really. She's absolutely fabulous.
So I have a question for you, Cyrus. Out of all the dishes you've done so far, what is the one that you're most proud of?
I think the one I'm the most proud of so far would be the plum dish I did in last week's episode. That's the second challenge on the show, is the cook's challenge.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The winner of the previous round has picked an ingredient.
Uh-huh.
We know we're going to have that ingredient in the kitchen, and we have to make it the star of the dish.
Fantastic. Great
but
concept.
But we don't know what else we've got in the kitchen. So you need to go in there with, you know, three or four different recipes in your mind. So, you know, right, if I'm missing this, I can go and make that.
Yeah.
And you only have an hour to cook it.
So pressure is on.
So I did roasted plums, spice roasted plums in their own sauce with little puffs of meringue, pistachio praline and a rosemary creme anglaise. and it came
doesn't
together.
Doesn't sound too shabby, that one.
It came together quite well.
I'm impressed.
Recipes on the BBC Food website, if you want it. But I think that was the one that I was most pleased with, because I was quite nervous before it went in. I'd never cooked with a plum before, so it was a bit me contemplatively eating them to try and work out what they taste like.
Yeah, no, quite.
So for that to come out of the bag really was quite a nice little moment.
Brilliant.
Nice one. Well, you're back on the TV 8 o'clock tonight, so you know you can finish listening to this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't just, leave us early. Don't leave us early.
Just this once, we'll let you switch over to the telly. If you promise you'll go and listen again and listen back to the evening show at a later date. Cyrus, thank you so much for popping into the Stray FM studio. It's been wonderful to meet you.
Brilliant.
To hear all about your business.
Yeah. Really nice to see you.
And best of luck with the rest of the show from all of us here.
We're crossing fingers
FM as well.
And toes.
we're crossing everything. Okay, still to come on tonight's Food and Drink show, we've got our drink of the week, as always, and we're going to be hearing from another young chef, George, who's 20 years old, is chatting to us next after this song on Stray FM.